So I'm just going to...
Let me go ahead and start.
Jai Sachidanand, this... We are doing the recording of the audio translation of the morning satsang in Simandar City that is online, available at satsang.dadabhagwan.org. And this is on, we're going to do the one on the 3rd of August of 2009. August 3rd, 2009. Deepak Bhai says, Jai Sachidanand, I bow to the Paramatma, the Absolute Lord within all of you with a sense of absolute oneness and total obeisance, total obedience. The awareness of the eternal is bliss. He takes the first question now from Chetan in Adalaj. Chetan in Adalaj. My occupation is of pest control. I undergo tremendous remorse.
This conference is being recorded.
I have tremendous remorse because in my occupation as a pest control guy, infinite little living beings get killed. And so what do I do about this remorse? Deepak Bhai says, do pratikraman for daily 15 minutes to half an hour and wish that you would not have to do this. Just imagine what kind of a seed you must have sown in the last life that you got this. He asks, would I not get some punishment for it? He says, only in the relative realm and only in the effect there will be, but not in the cause, because in the cause you're already changing. Your cause has changed and therefore you will not have any new effect, but the effect of that you had created will have to be suffered. But with pratikraman it gets lessened. Now the next one, he says, there is two types of I, the one with belief and the one without belief. Deepak Bhai says that until you come home to the original I, there is that associated belief of I am, and until you come back to I am, all of those wrong beliefs will have to come back. If you are a resident of Mumbai, if you go outside Mumbai, would you not tell that you are away from home? So until you come back home, which means going away from home is all due to the wrong belief, and as you come back home, until then there will have to be some kind of an attribute and some kind of a belief. Even the most residual belief of I am will go away. Yes, the original state is the natural state of the knowledge, the vision and the bliss, and infinite energy, etc. But because their belief was wrong, because of the pressures of the circumstances, these beliefs will have to progressively be let go. One has to let go of those beliefs so that one comes back to the right belief and wrong belief is a different thing, but the self as capital is absolutely pure with reference to the original matter, the properties of the self, as well as with the phases of the original self. Now what's the next question he is asking? He is replying, after gnan, post gnan, there is the original I existence has two levels. One is of awareness and one is of the discharging self. And once, due to grace, once becomes awakened, he gets mixed with the discharging process due to mixture. Deepak Bhai says it is really the original self only, but in discharge, that which has arisen in discharge, within that discharge, one recharges again for the next life. But because he's charging, it will discharge in the next life, and it will discharge as conduct, and then in the discharge there is the conduct which is the discharge, and the belief in that discharge is the new charge for the following life. So now the awakened one in Akram, like the one who says, I am pure soul, and the one who is moving away from the life of Patrick, he stops putting in any more seeds for the next life. And so his belief has totally changed. But he just goes on moving forward. Now the discharge has separated totally from the charge due to pure grace. And with five Agna and Shuddhatmas, this will remain so. Therefore, he asks the question, can it be said that in the belief, even in the discharge, one becomes absorbed and becomes the body, mind, speech, becomes Jeff? No, it's not like that. No, Deepak Bhai says, no, discharge is happening automatically. It is because of the one's lack of awakened awareness at that time. One believes that he is becoming Jeff. In fact, he is not becoming Jeff anymore. He really is, he's got the full firm footing on the S capital self, but it just feels to him that he has become Jeff. It is kind of an illusion, a bhranti, a bhase. But his feet are solidly on the ground of the S capital, but it's because he feels that he's covered up by it. He'll say, "Oh, I've become Jeff. I've become Jeff." But then later on he wakes up and he says, "No, this was happening to Jeff." Therefore he says, "Is that the illusion of slipping? He never slips, right? Because there is a clear line of demarcation." This is just kind of a hazy ground glass appearance that Bhasyaman Parinam. It is like an effect that I slipped, but really it is not so. You are not slipping. You are not slipping. There is no new charge happening. It is just the discharging process. Next question. And Dikpapa is now going to read that question. I have a very heavy sexual knot, and I'm so heavy into sexuality that I'm not able to remain aware. Deepak Bhai says, read the two books of Brahmacharya. He says, I have read those books, but I had asked the same question about you before, but I become the body-mind complex. And you told me to ask for energies for Deepak, for Dada. But whenever I ask for the energies from Dada, the sexuality comes with such force that I'm not able to remain separate.
Yeah, okay,
Deepak Pai says that this may come like a huge storm, of a heavy rain, but it will come like the very heavy monsoon rains. But this is happening because you did not clear it up in the past life, and now in this life you are the awakened one, and if you remain aware in the awakened state. And do pratikramans? It'll be sense. He says, when the force is very heavy, I cannot do even pratikraman. Deepak Bhai says, keep up the handle, be very regretful, be very remorseful, this is the only way out. The whole day, I'm thinking about sex only, he says. He says, dear boy, this current era is such that you'll be immersed in sexuality. Therefore, your only answer is to be very remorseful and keep reading those books on Brahmacharya. And then also give him the evidences of those that uphold your Brahmacharya. And when your time comes and when you're of the right age, take the blessings of your parents and get married. And both the parents would have found somebody for you. And so with that kind of agreement, move forward. Deepak Bhai, how should I remain awake until then? Just remorse is the only answer. And so what about Samaik? No, this is the only answer, Deepak Bhai says, because slowly you will have to understand the three vision. You need to, you will have to show him what are the benefits of celibacy versus the benefits of sexuality, versus the harm of sexuality. And do I just have to ask for the Shakti? Yes. Ask for the Shaktis, ask for the energies, and also understand what are the dangers of and the consequences of these things. And we make a list of, make two columns, what is positive, what is negative about this, and then just make very firm, do you think it's just a matter of having four legs instead of two in the next life? He says, no. Then people will say, let me enjoy sex in this life, and it doesn't matter if I get four legs in the next life. But he says, if you look back in your life this time, the reasons and the evidences of sexuality and how it has unfolded for you, you will recognize what is, just by looking at your very current past life, you will be able to see how hurtful this is for you. So ask for Just ask, also do. First ask for energies, read his books, ask for energies, and then show the evidences of what is right and what is wrong. Deepak Bhai, please bless me. He says, yes, it's already there for you. And just next question. Vandana's father died 16 years ago. But after Gnan, I have done pratikraman for him and I have prayed to his pure soul. And now I no longer suffer. But I do believe that I am very attached to my dad. And so Deepak Bhai says, if you now just say not mine, say not my, just say he's pure soul, he's not my dad, he's pure soul. He's a pure soul and I'm pure soul too. And just unwind the heavy knots of rag and attachment. And also let him be free. If your rag is there, just send the message to him, the dear dad and the dear pure soul within him, you are free. When I come here, I see a lot of force of these files and then again I start remembering my dad. So make a list and then figure out what is still remaining with reference to your dad who has passed away and use the eraser. Next one from Ami Bhatt. You have said that in love you never see any faults. Even if somebody sees faults, then you should not go. But supposing I protect my file, somebody shows my faults and if I protect it, is it not covering up the fault? No, it's not like that. No, it's not like this. He says, this is with reference to her file number 3. She says, why do you have to tell? He says, leave alone. We are saying that love means the two of you manage your file 3. But if your daughter says something wrong, then if you have negative opinions about your daughter, then you will be painting the wrong picture about your daughter. So you should just say, you know, my dear, my friends, you know, she's just a child. I will do my best. She's very sincere. And when somebody points out any negative faults about your daughter, then inside, siding up with them, you should just think something about something positive. But if you say something positive, no matter what the other person upon hearing the positive qualities of your daughter will be moved into the positive direction instead of criticizing your daughter. This was Dada Shri's technique, that even if I know it's her fault of 5-3, when you know the mistake is there, but along with the mistake, why don't you just nurture the love for her? Yes, you can certainly tell her that, please, my daughter, get out of this mistakes. But negativity only increases the distance between human beings. And therefore, if you open up these negativities in front of them, the distances will only increase, and therefore you don't need to go in that route. Do you understand? Next one. On the day of Guru Purnima, a lot of Mahatmas had gathered, and I had so much joy at that time, and I was able to help some of them. But then my pride was being fed, and then there is the danger of the pride being fed. And so then I need to balance out and come back to baseline. So how should I balance out? Deepak Bhai says that pride gets fed when you're hungry and people are not giving you. If deep within you, you're hungry and begging for pride, then it really is not considered feeding the pride. But if people come to you and say, hey Jeff, what a nice job, or hey Patrick, what a nice job, then it is not considered beggary of pride. But if you are in a comparison mode, if you are in a competitive mode, you are in a jealousy and an envy mode, then if you are looking at, if you get upset because of some Mahatmas kind of flock around one Mahatma and not around you, then this suffering is all nothing but just a lot of hunger for pride. And so the people who are hurt are because their hunger for pride is not fed. And so that is the hunger for pride. And that is the danger signal. But otherwise, you really don't have to be too concerned. So, he says, He says, 15 to 20, I had 20% suffering and 80% joy. This is Dimple Bhai's brother's talking. He's his older brother who is married. But the Guru Purnima was such a big day. There were so many old people, older people, and there were so many people who I had known from so many years. And so thousands of people had gathered and they had come. So I was very joyful when people responded so positively about Guru Purnima. But at the same time, and even when you compliment us, Deepak Bhai, that it was a good job done, and then you yourself have said, Deepak Bhai, that when you help others, your own work will get done. But then should I just nudge? But then do I need to have your nididhyas and look at Deepak Bhai internally and just ask for shaktis, or what do I do? But as I'm solving this, I'm trying to. Deepak Bhai says the two is entirely separate. One is serving other people, and the other one is feeding the ego pride inside. And so, when you're free at that time, you can certainly balance out, can you not? Deepak Bhai says, yes, when people who compliment you come together, then you have to watch it. But I have the Vanik Buddhi, I have the intellect which is very sharp, and I need to watch it. Deepak Bhai says, no, when you have free time, you can balance out. Balance out means looking at the negativities that happen with reference to feeding the Kashai verses. And Deepak Bhai says, instead of me, have the exact Nididhyasan, the internal contemplation of Dada Bhagwan and Simadhar Swami. But this young man says, no, because you are so natural, and I see you, how naturally you are actually dealing with everybody's. You are my live example, so I would rather have your Nididhyasan. He says, of course, Dada and Simandar Swami are there, but you are my live Nani in front of me, and you are there to correct me. So because I have seen you, because I study you, therefore, now Deepak Bhai is smiling, And Deepak Bhai says, next one, I wanted to ask something along that line, Deepak Bhai, that before I had the goal that I wanted to... Supposing a friend of mine was there, a cousin, I always wanted them to kind of follow me, and I was kind of a mini priest for them. But now I watched you on TV, and so when people around me come and compliment me, what are the danger signals of that? Deepak Bhai says, are you trying to impress them? In those days I wanted to impress them because everybody would come say that, you know, you are asking so many questions to Deepak Bhai, you're so good. Oh, but UK, the people who come from UK and USA said, you may not know, but I know you because I watched you on TV, because you are asking so many questions, and so I feel a little sense of sweetness within. But what is the danger about this? What was the answer when they asked you? Was your answer good? The question is, forget about the kind of question. Was the answer worth it? If Vinod is asking a lot of questions to Deepak Bhai, it is not the question is not of the value, but how valuable and how responsive I am to the question that Deepak Bhai has answered. The answer is the more critical thing, Deepak Bhai. But you may prolong that such conversations with those people who compliment you because he says, oh, I remember him, you know, but if you observe him, you know, having said something to you, he is already lost in somewhere else. So just be aware of it. People, when they compliment you, they don't care. They just kind of give compliments. So you can say, well, this is good. Now let us hang on to the words of our Gnani, because those are more important. You must not get tickled from within when somebody compliments you. Yes, that's mild. But what are the dangers? And I want to know. But by the same token, somebody will say, this man is asking stupid questions, and spoiling my time, and spoiling valuable time of the Gnani. And so, along with the compliments, be prepared for the criticisms, because if you become the sufferer and the enjoyer of the compliments, then you will become the sufferer of the criticisms for sure. So, the choice is yours. You can just see them as they are and be done with it. supposing, and you know, if you really want to know where you are, why don't you ask file number 2? Your file number 2 will give you one certificate, one compliment that will really put you down, which will bring you to baseline. No matter. So go to file number 2 when somebody gives you compliment. She'll set you straight. And then some others will say, oh, that you asked such a good question. So somebody says, oh, that was a, what a beautiful question. So you get tickled from within. And then if you ask these very subtle questions, did it help you in your practical daily matters, daily life matters? And the answer is no. I mean, how does that really help me in my daily life? It is, so as you are done with these gross matters, yes, if you swallow a compliment, then you will get an insult for sure. Because supposing I have so many questions, I have noticed that, as I said, the question is not important. It is my experience that the question is not important, but tremendously high level answers are coming from your medium, Deepak Bhai. And therefore I can just tell them that it is, let us focus on the answer rather than the question or the questioner. Deepak Bhai agrees and he remains silent. And then now the next question is from Deepak. No, you don't need to spend so much time into this thing. I want to say this and I want to wash this. This young man was there in yesterday's satsang also on August 4th. You don't need to express your progress too much. Every day these junk will sprout and they will come. So why do you need to express so much? If you dig a lot of your past, the only time to dig the past is for Samayik only. And at that time you can tell Jay for Shava, do Pratikraman at that time. But otherwise if you keep on digging and if you keep on, because your brain will get tired if you dig a lot of your past and express it in writing. And then you will get tired. Not only you'll get tired, but everybody who's listening will also get tired. This is very simple. Every day spend 15 to 20 minutes asking for the vidhis and the energies in the Charan Vidhi. And then if there are 3 or 4 major faults, then wash them off. Wash them off and close the book. You don't need to keep on digging the past. Because if you open up the lids of the sewers, they're going to stink anyway. Everybody's sewer lids, when they're taken off, they stink, do they not? So why do you need to do that? Do you understand? I understand, Deepak Bhai. Now he understands. He says, therefore, he says, I give you this letter and I gave you this letter and this, I did this. And then there is a follow-up letter of the letter of the follow-up of the letter of the letter. Let's just close the chapter as far as that is concerned. Do you understand? And they just make Dada Bhagwan sit within and say, Dada Bhagwan, here, you sit within me and I'm going to tell you these faults openly. These are the faults of Vinod, this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and just be done with it. Oh, it is the only, you have given me 18 pages of some very detailed description. But only the serious sexual offenses are the only ones that you really need to present to the Gnani Purush. Otherwise, you know, the rest of the stuff that is something that you can really just kind of be done with it. I did this and I did that and I had this kind of conversation with someone and I bad-mouthed this person. If you've been trying to wash off mistakes for 3 to 5 years and they still don't get washed away, those are the ones that you really need to have the grace of the Gnani, live grace of the Gnani, whereby you express it to him. Otherwise you're just wasting your time and you really need to go there too much. In other words, what are you going to do with, are you saying that if I stop remembering them, then I should stop? And as soon as it comes in front of you, then just say, Dear Radha Bhagwan, this comes in my memory, I'm going to wash it off. The only time you need to dig it is when you have hurt someone terribly, or he has bound some kind of revenge or vengeance or enmity with you, and that's when you really need to dig it. Deepak Bhai, what is your order for me, Deepak Bhai? 5 agnas. And so, because Dada Bhagwan has said that, and then that this is all filled junk and it is under the control of sign SCE, I need to remain in my equanimity and be done with it. And just stay in satsang, that's all. What kind of, I want to be ready for something. says that you need to. This young man probably wants to. This probably wants to do something with reference to staying for a long time and remain celibate. Deepak Bhai, it's more important to get the permission of your parents and your family members when you do that. We're going to take a break. We'll take a break here. I've paused it at 24 minutes past. Okay, Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand. Yeah, we've just taken a little pause here, break.
Where did you pause it, Vinod?